Hey guys, I have had the most amazing experiences lately, and I have to bring it back around. So in a previous podcast, I was talking about the mind and psycho-cybernetics and then hypno-cybernetics. I've done something phenomenal, and I have to share it with you guys. This is insane. Okay, let's get right to it. So in this book called Hypno-Cybernetics, it tells you how to reprogram your subconscious mind. It tells you how to connect with your subconscious mind. So I haven't made a podcast for a while because I've been practicing this stuff. I've been doing this stuff, and it's, oh, please don't stop listening. This is, I've got to tell people. I've got to tell you guys this. It's amazing. I feel like a wizard of sorts right now with my body. Okay. So many years ago, my parents took us to this family counselor, and his name was Richard Zoppel, Dr. Zoppel. And my brother was probably about 10 at this time. And my brother had to sit on this chair and get comfortable. And the doctor was trying to tap into his subconscious mind through hypnotization and get him to raise his finger. Now, at the time, I'm 14 years old, and my brother did not get hypnotized. And when they told him to raise his finger, my brother actually lifted his whole hand with one finger showing. And it obviously did not work. So years later, years, I'm talking 30 years later, I stumble across this book, Hypno-Cybernetics, and it talks about relaxing your body and getting one finger to raise. Okay, now what this means is you get comfortable and you focus on an index finger. I always focus on my right index finger. You relax and you feel what it feels like to raise your finger up. However, you are not using your muscles at all to do this. So you relax and you just think about your finger being raised up. You know what it feels like. You feel it. You tell your finger to raise up. You imagine a balloon with helium lifting it up, whatever you need to do to make this happen. And the first time I tried it actually didn't work. I actually did not get a finger raise. But the third time I tried it, my finger was up. I remember just moving it side to side the first couple of times and still feeling my knees where I had my hand placed. But the third time I tried it, my finger wobbled back and forth into thin air, and I was like, what? I'm doing it. Oh my God, I did it. And wow, I did it. I raised my finger without using my muscles, with only using my mind. Pretty cool. I've been doing that for about the past year to help reprogram some things I needed to done. Not really so much with my body, but definitely with my life. Okay, habits, goals, etc. So yesterday morning, I wake up and I have like a crick in my neck, and I pull out my massage tools and I'm working on myself. And I think to myself, wait a minute, if I can use my mind to raise my finger, why can't I use my mind to release these muscles? So I get out a blanket and I sit up at first, and then I realize I'm not relaxing enough. So I end up laying on this blanket and finding a position that did not cause the discomfort, to find a position that was comfortable. And then I focused on that comfort. I focused on my muscles relaxing. I focused on the feeling of what it felt like to not be in pain. Now, it took me about 10 minutes, but I'll tell you what, something happened And with my mind, I released the muscles. I'm sorry, I've got to freaking out right now. Okay, but literally the crick in my neck was gone. I could move my neck left to right and I didn't feel the pain down by my shoulder. I could look straight down, no pain. I felt amazing and it was gone. And literally all I did was focus on the comfort I was feeling and I made myself feel that. Now, if we want to fast forward a little bit to what everybody's talking about right now about thoughts become things and we are creating our own reality and yada, yada, yada. Well, a lot of people talk about this and they say things like, you have to feel what it is you want in order to manifest it. If you want to manifest something, you have to feel it. You have to know it's there. You have to believe it's there. And this small physical experiment has absolutely blown my mind. And I'm hoping someone else really gets onto this too, because check it out. So they're telling us, you know, they, the books, those who have gone before us, what have you, are talking to us about manifestation and talking about how we have to feel it and believe it. And those of you that read the Bible and study often should know that in the Bible it says, when you pray for something, you are to pray as if you have already received it, and then you shall surely have it. This, you know, I'm paraphrasing the Bible right now, but for real, yeah, this is powerful stuff. So as I'm sitting here and I feel what it's like to raise my finger, and then my finger raises without me using my muscles, and then I feel the comfort and I feel myself inside my body without pain, not focusing on the pain, focusing on the absence of it and the comfort that I have, the muscles in my neck and shoulder that were tight and cramped and causing this crick in my neck released with my mind. So for the past 24 hours, I've just been going over this and over this and over this. And if you notice, the two things go together. I believed and felt in my body what it was like to not have that pain, and the pain was gone. So I'm starting to think that I can believe there's $50,000 in my bank account at no harm to anyone or anything, given to me free and clear as a gift, if you will, a prize, if you will. And if I can believe that, if I can literally believe it and feel what it feels like, can I create that? I've done it many times before. If you listen to my very first podcast, Manifestation Made Easy, I talk about just doing it and expecting it, and there it is. But this whole new thing with believing it, and it has me thinking, for example, I meet people all the time that have fibromyalgia. I, in my 20s, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And I just didn't believe it. I was just like, whatever. I ain't got time for this. And I just kept living my life and never thought about it again. And I'm almost 50 years old and I'm in great shape. I feel awesome. I don't have any of the issues that someone with fibromyalgia would have. And I wonder if it's because the minute the doctor says to them, you have fibromyalgia, you know what they start saying to themselves? I have fibromyalgia. They start telling all their family, I have fibromyalgia. Oh, I can't do that. I have fibromyalgia. Therefore, you're believing this. And for those of you who don't know what fibromyalgia is, it is a deterioration of the connective tissues in your body. So what you're doing is you're believing that you have fibromyalgia. Therefore, your connective tissues are deteriorating and you are doing this to your own body. The disease isn't taking effect. You're creating it with your own mind. I believe this 1,000,000% right now. I believe that by not buying in to the belief that I had it, I therefore did not create it. I have strong connective tissues. It's been 20 some odd years since I've been diagnosed, if you will. And look at me now. You know, I didn't put that in my head. I didn't replay those words over and over and program my subconscious mind to carry out this manifestation. It's blowing my mind right now. I'm really tapping into the power we have, the power to control our physical bodies, the power to control our reality that's around us. I know a lot of people have heard people talk about the words love and light. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time on my feed. Love and light, love and light. And I'm not going to say that 15 years ago, I wasn't saying love and light myself, but that's where I was. Now, I go to my best friend. I don't have a lot of friends, but the one friend I do have and love is my friend Monica. And we don't spend a lot of time together. We live in separate states. I'm sorry. Yeah, we do actually. But we're, you know, like, I'm 4 miles on one side of the border and she's like 6 miles on the side of the other, you know. But we are about an hour and a half away from each other. And I went up to see her last month and I'm talking to her and I'm saying some things that are in my world. Like, you know how people say love and light. She said, no, I've never heard that. And I thought to myself, you've never heard that? Everybody says it. I mean, people I don't even know say it. I hear it all the time. Yet she's never seen it and never experienced it. Now, I brought a few other topics up that she had never heard about. And I thought, how can you not hear this? Because it's in my world. It's in my world every day. I see it on my feeds, on social media. I hear it being randomly said. And I also see it written on cards and different things. I see it. So that got me really... Oh my gosh, my son's dog is here. That really got me thinking on the lines of these realities that we live in. I think I've created a reality of everything I've experienced in my life so that the world makes sense to me. And then my friend Monica has created a reality that surrounds her that makes sense of everything that she's learned and experienced in our life. And because we're not together all the time, we too both create and experience completely different realities. And every time her and I come together, we learn from each other. We learn something from each other because our realities aren't so connected that they manifest to complement each other. By this, what I'm saying is it's so important, I think, for us to get out there and connect with the people that we don't see daily. Kind of see what they're experiencing. What is their reality showing them? Because I am starting to see how all of us live in our own worlds, in our own created, reflected realities. And these paradigms that we have can be shifted and molded and moved into anything we want according to our mind and what we believe. And I have a girl on, or it might be a guy, I don't know, on my Instagram. Anytime I'll say something like I believe, they always say, no, never believe, because believe holds the word lie. You must know. And for a while I was like, yeah, that's cool. But then I realized, no. No. something that's really powerful is that you can basically lie to yourself. You can tell yourself something that's not true, and you can believe it, and it will become true. And that's the basis of fake it till you make it. I also believe this because I used to get on the scale every day. I would weigh myself every single day, and I would watch my weight go up and down, but I would watch it stay at the same weight every day. And I believe now that this is because I was telling my subconscious every single day how much I weighed by standing on that scale. I'd say, this is how much you weigh. So even if my body would drop some weight, I'd go back up to what I had told myself it was. I was continually telling myself what I weighed. When I stopped looking at the scale, my whole life changed. When I stopped weighing myself altogether, I stopped telling my subconscious what my weight was. Therefore, I stopped creating my body to weigh that weight. Whenever I stopped weighing myself daily and got on the scale a couple of months later, I had lost almost 20 pounds. So I didn't change anything about my diet. I didn't change anything except I stopped confirming how much I weighed to a body whose job is to reflect everything that I believe. And back to that word belief again, yeah, the word lie is in it, but so is the word be. Be lie. It's almost like you have to be the lie that you tell yourself. And that's not a bad thing. I don't want you to think that's, oh, I'm not lying to myself. Lying's bad. No. It's not about lying in a negative way. It's about lying to yourself to create the foundation of belief that you need in order for whatever power it is that's greater than us to act through us to create that. I cannot say this enough, you guys. We are some powerful beings, and I'm out here trying this stuff, and I'm trying to make it real so that I can give someone else something to really try, because it seems like right now everything's so, mysterious and fantastical, and I'm trying to take all that mystery and make it tangible for us to use in our daily lives, and this is something huge that I've come across. I really hope you guys will take some time and practice. If you have any questions, please ask me. I hope I've made this clear, and I hope you understand not only how powerful this is and how important it is and all of that, but I hope you take some time to apply it in your life, and I hope you let me know if you've seen anything happen because of your actions and your mind. Please do this for me and let me know, because I'm out here doing more and more and more, and my mind's getting blown constantly. All right, if you're listening to this, I love you.